Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshet Harel. Hello. Our subject today are the 10 days of repentance, the 10 terrible days between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. We'd like to understand the deeper meaning of these days in order to make our life better. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, so as we know, these are the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are essential days for any Jew. Whether you're religious or secular, the 10 days of repentance is something that you feel in the air, but it's not really present. These are days that people greet each other with Gmar Chatima Tova, trying to improve our relations. It's something that's in the air, and we'd really like to better understand what it really means, what it really is. At the essence of the 10 days of repentance is the self-scrutiny, is the repentance. And what is that repentance? What are the 10 days of repentance? What answer does it hold, and for what question? After we went through a year and were performing self-scrutiny during the slichot, the prayer asking for forgiveness, and we see we're not that good, to say the least, we then decide that we have to change, we have to improve. Okay? So all in all, a person understands that the fact that now he sees himself as even worse than before, it's because he has better vision now. If I come in without my glasses and I look around, everything looks fine, nice, there's light, there's a window, there's air behind the window, there are fish. Everything's nice. The truth is, I can barely see anything. If I put on my glasses, I see that the window isn't that clean, and that the fish, I thought they're prettier. I see they're all the same color. And also, you, madam, you have to add a few more colors. Meaning, I start seeing different things that have to be corrected. Meaning, the wiser I become, the more understanding I become, the more I start feeling, the more I see the negative things. I'm going to buy a car. I don't know anything about cars. I know how to push the gas pedal, turn the wheel. That's that. And usually I ask, where's the radio here? I take my friend with me. He is an expert in cars. He says, leave the radio alone. We have to check the engines, the wheels. He gets into things that, for me, what's important is I'm sitting comfortably, everything's nice, radio. Meaning, the more a person understands about life, the more things he sees in life that have to be examined and corrected. So, that after a year, I see myself in a much more tangled up, complicated kind of way. I even see that I'm worse. It's actually a sign that I rose in my qualities of morals and ethics, my take on life and the world. It's a sign for development. Exactly. People, they run from determining their state as negative. And I'm saying, on the contrary, the further you are, the more you identify the negative situation you're in, and then you can correct it and achieve better states. So I have no choice. It's not like buying a car with my expert friend and everything's fine. But I'm in a state where I can't choose any other car. This is my life. This is me. I'm already living this life. This is my car. I have to correct it and advance. I have no choice. Therefore, to identify as many negative things as possible, that's the first step towards correction and good health. It's like we go to the doctors and sometimes we pay lots of money just in order to set a diagnosis. What's the illness? What's the reason for which I feel bad? God forbid if we can't discover the reason. There are people that he feels bad and no one knows why and how many tests we run, and usually the tests, they cost much more than the healing itself, because to discover something, for this you need great professionalism and a lot of strength and equipment and everything. So what follows is that after I finally discover that I'm bad and that it has to be corrected, I'm glad. If I'm a man, then I'm glad about it, that I discovered the things that if I correct them, I am successful. That's it. I'm really on the high road. And that's the condition. After I calculated things during the times of the slichot, the prayer asking for forgiveness, and I made a decision to have a new attitude towards determining all these things that I have to correct about myself, like the matters we talked about regarding Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, that if I am inside a program called nature that's developing us by evolution, by, doesn't matter how you call it, developing us. And now that I'm developing in some way, and all of us have to develop and reach a state called the final correction of man and human society in general, where all of us have to be connected as one man and one heart, all of us united. So I examine myself, am I there or not? And to what extent? And I want to go for it because I have no choice. I have to accept these things that are bigger than I am. It's better that I'll advance myself than suffering will advance me. Suffering and blows that will come down upon me like a whip time and time again. Better not. So, now I'm examining myself. After I've decided that I'm taking nature's plan, I'm following this program, I do what I have to do, because I don't want to wait for blows every day that come upon me from all sides. Only if you can explain what does it mean that you keep what you have to according to the general plan. It means that I'm working towards connection with the rest of the members of the nation. In the meantime, with other Jews, the people of Israel, because it's a Jewish holiday. It's dictated from above. You have to be as one man and one heart. So anything I do in the direction of connecting with others as one man and one heart, it means that I'm working according to the general plan. Yes, you're flowing with it. And that's the examination. That's the diagnosis. That's the way I can examine how am I towards that. My relations with others? Yes. And then something interesting happens. I start examining myself. How am I towards others? How is my relation towards others? And I start discovering that I'm connected with everyone else in a system called the Ten Sfirot, which is what? It's the connection between us. That's how it's called. The system of connections between us is called the system of the ten spheres. Ten sfirot. Yes. And then I examine How can I and how can't I connect? So you're talking about the implementation. I made a diagnosis. No, it's still not the implementation. I still have to arrange myself, prepare myself for the implementation, but it's a part of the correction. The decision is also a part of the correction. Only during Rosh Hashanah, the new year, it's in potential, and now I'm starting to practically examine what do I have to correct. And I see that what I have to correct are the 10 malchuts, meaning what are the 10 malchuts? These are my desires, which are all egoistic, for myself, for my own benefit, to correct them how? To correct them for them to be the other way around, for the benefit of others, for everyone, for the entire nation. If I invert them from for my own benefit to for the benefit of others, of the nation, that means that I am a Baal Tshuva, meaning that I achieve repentance. That's why it's called the 10 days of repentance. Meaning that I invert these 10 desires, which are for my own benefit, for them to operate for the benefit of others, for the benefit of the nation. And that's the repentance. The repentance is for the hay to return to the vav. That's the repentance. The hay, the desire for oneself, shall return to the vav, the desire for the benefit of others to bestow. So that's the corrected state? No, I haven't corrected it yet. I only sort my desires and I say, I prepare them. I prepare them how to do it. What desires are these? My desires, my entire heart, it's called my desires. How many desires do I have? Really? 613. Taryag in Hebrew. 613 desires. Like what, for instance? Can you give an example for one of these desires so we'll understand what you mean? I want to enjoy something sweet, something sour, receiving something from giving something, from everything in life. All in all, this is how my desires are divided in me. If I take my entire heart, I'm not changing the desires themselves. The desire, it remains a desire. What I want to change is the way I use it. That by using a certain desire, desire is a force, the power of will. When I use it, I want for it to be for the benefit of the nation, of the people, instead of for my own benefit. That means that I have performed a mitzvah, a commandment. What kind of a commandment? One of the commandments of the general program of nature, of Elohim, godliness, in Gematria, and its numerical value, Elohim, godliness, equals nature. And then I invert my desires this way from the narrow egoistic in order to receive to in order to bestow for the benefit of the people, of the general system. But first of all, I have to sort all of these desires in me. These 613 desires, I divide them into 10 groups. And these groups are called the 10 days of repentance. And then I sort the desires in one group, in another group, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. That's why it's the 10 days. Yes, 10. I divide them into 10. The 10 days of repentance, it's against the 10 groups of the desires. Yes. And what I do later is, I sort the 10 malchuts, the real desires, the intentions, and I plan how do I elevate them in order to bestow, to work with them as much as possible for the benefit of others. That's a part of the program. Yes, that's all in the program of the 10 days of repentance. We're not doing anything yet. Just like we had the plan during the month of Elul, what do I have? I see that I'm bad, then I decided that I'm headed towards good. So now I start planning, how do I become good? working plan. Yeah. But you do it by delving into the program, starting to feel some kind of inspiration from above. Each starts seeing how on the inside he's included of all the desires and intentions, how he wants for his own benefit, at the expense of others, how much he had to invert himself for the benefit of others. And this way, he plans his things. And then we reach a state where we made this plan of the 10 days of repentance. We've reached a state where we sorted out all of our desires correctly, and then we come to a state called Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. Meaning here, we differentiate between the vessels that we can work with and those that we still can't work with. That among our 613 desires, we have such desires that are very, very heavy. They're very powerful. So powerful that if I'll work with them for the benefit of others, I'll fail. I won't be able to do it. Suppose before me, there's meat and fish and soup and porridge and other things. I know about myself that I will be able to give you everything besides the fish. I love fish. This you can't give me. Can't. I can't. Meaning I have to see to what extent and what way can I bestow to others and in what way can't I? Where's the limit? Where's my limit? In which desires, in which actions, and in what order and connection between them? It's not simple. It's a kind of a complete picture. It's like our life. Where our life, what do we have in life? We have this general picture that includes our attitude towards everything and tastes and development and impressions and all in all of these impressions of mine from all these things, they give me the feeling of the world, the feeling of life. Same thing here. And this is what I do, meaning an inner examination, scrutiny, where I sort my desires this way. I bring down the malchus. There's a lot about it. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains how to do it. You're talking about very serious inner work. Yes. So you're saying that the plan is based on me thoroughly knowing myself, my desires, and I have to start sorting them from light to heavy because I want to start correcting myself before I get blows. So I myself have to scrutinize the positive and negative things and to make sure to promote the positive things which I can and the negative to somehow close in the meantime, not to touch them, because I might fail there, and then gradually bring them into. How do you advise to make this inner observation? It's a very non-simple process that we're all trying to escape. I say, what do I need to see all this evil for? I prefer to see life from a better perspective. Dear madam, it's all very simple. To do all these things, you don't have to be smart, and you don't have to be very persistent, like when you study in the university, but this is something that you learn, the connection between people, and therefore what we do, and we also learn this way, we gather in a circle of, suppose, 10 people, 8, 10, doesn't exactly matter. 10, it's the same root as with the 10 days of repentance, because our structure, it's actually, it corresponds 10. And then we scrutinize in our connection through talk, through scrutiny, through let's talk about it and let's research it, you know, through simple talks. This way, we start investigating our nature. And it's the easiest, best possible, most pleasant, and quickest way to perform these scrutinies and corrections? What do I have to look at? I, as a person who wants to perform this examination, because eventually I want to have a working plan as to how to change. You want to escape the bad. Yeah, right. This is what we started with. To escape the evil, meaning to turn to my development more quickly than the blows that I get from nature that push me to develop. Yeah, if I can do it in a good way, what do I need the blows for? Right? So therefore, I sit down in a circle with other people, and in our free time, we start examining ourselves. Who are we? What are we? We have Kabbalistic books that speak about these things. How do we have to build this circle? Because what does it mean, 10 people that get together, the so-called minyan in Hebrew, that from this minyan, from this gathering of 10, we can give an example for the whole of humanity? I don't have to connect with 7 billion people or even with 15 million Jews around the world. But it's enough for me to find a connection with 10 other people. And this is actually the mini model of the entire world, meaning each one represents a different kind. Yeah, it somehow happens this way. And so what happens is that if I participate in these kinds of exercises, I correct myself to have a good attitude towards others, towards millions and billions of others, really. Where through this tent that I'm in, through it, I see the world through different eyes. As simple as that. And therefore, when you're saying to delve in and examine at the 10 days of repentance, where do we have to? This is actually the situation. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be during the 10 chronological days of repentance that you have in your calendar. It doesn't matter when. It can be in the middle of the year, at the end of the year. It doesn't matter when. The fact that people come and become included in these circles, by this they start improving themselves, and then they go forward. And they spare themselves of the blows, of the pressures of life that were ready to put pressure on them, and then they advance this way and merit a better life. And therefore, we say, have a good year. For us, truly, have a good year if we take care of ourselves this way. Therefore, after the decision of having a new year, we come to the 10 days of repentance, a special examination of how do we sort our desires and prepare them for correction. And then comes their first correction, which is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippurim. How do I know that I went through the 10 days of repentance in a good way? What's the preferable result that I have to come to? So I can tell myself, okay, I did good. What am I aspiring for? I have to reach a state where I decide, where it's obvious to me that I have to sort specifically in this clear way my desires, that there is a part of them that are forbidden for me to use. Actually, all of my desires are ruled out because they're all for my own benefit. And I want to operate all of my desires only for the benefit of others now. When you're saying for my own benefit, you mean for my own benefit at the expense of others? Of course. There's no other way about it. There's nothing else. Because we're in a system in which we're all tightly connected. All of us are tightly interconnected, the whole of humanity. But suppose 10 people, we're all connected to each other. If I do something for myself, for sure I'm pulling from you and from her and from everyone else. But many times people feel, don't give me examples from life. I'm telling you how it happens, that we don't see it, we don't, but this is how it is. So if I take, for sure it will be missing someplace else. Yes. This is the network of connections between us. This is how we're interconnected. If I take something for myself, that's it. Unless I'm taking things for myself which are necessary for my corporeal existence, to sustain my body. Because the body isn't taken into account as a part of the human level. Because in body, I'm like any other animal, and I have to give my body so and so much calories. But that's with respect to necessary things. So it's neither praised nor condemned. But if we're talking about pulling something beyond that, then of course it's the expense of others, because in the system we are in a human kind of connection between us, not a corporeal, bodily one. And therefore, if I take something for myself, then I'm taking it from someone for sure. So again, what's the preferable result from the 10 days of repentance? That I'll examine myself and I'll see that everything that I do only for my own benefit. And then comes the Day of Kippur, the Day of Atonement, where I disconnect from this action of pulling for myself. And therefore, there are the five mortifications there, that this, and that are forbidden for me to do. Five forbidden things. And especially the fasting, that I stop using the system the way I used it before. I make a stop. And from this moment and on, what I start doing, I start working only in bestowal. And therefore comes the holiday of Sukkot, connection, a happy holiday, Simchat Torah, the rejoice of the Torah, and then we start the correction until Chanukah, the holiday of light, until Purim, which is Ke Purim, like the Day of Kippurim, of Atonement, and this is how we come to the correction. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Let's hope that we'll achieve all of these corrections. Unfortunately, our time's up. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.